You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
They heard about this, they said, oh Lord, I want to be part of it, but My Spanish ability is so limited, so they pray to God.
我刚刚说的那个姊妹，我们也都知道她没有钱，就像是祷告的时候主给她一个数字。
Like the sister I mentioned, she does not have money either, but yet she prayed to the Lord. The Lord gave her a number.
她说那个数字是她完全没有的钱，她不可能有这个钱。
But she did not have this money, and it seems like impossible that she would have the money.
因为她就向神祷告，她就相信神。
When she prayed to the Lord and she trusted in the Lord.
当她才这么祷告的时候，没有多久，她就接到一个电话，有一个姊妹，她说她别人借了她很多的钱，最近开始，她不认为会还她的，结果最近开始还她。
And then, pretty soon she got a phone call from a sister who recently received a payback that she never expected.
还给他的第一笔，他就有感动，说要寄给我们这位姊妹了。
So she received the first payment. She had moved in her heart that this money should be sent to her sister here.
当那个姊妹一讲这个数字的时候，正好就是这个姊妹向神祷告的数字。她说她听到的时候，她就感动了，一直哭，一直流眼泪。
And the amount is exactly the amount that the sister is being prayed to God. So she heard about this amount immediately. She wept.
就是我们看见了没有，人对神的爱跟神的爱在这里相会，叫我们遇见他。
Can you see that when men's love toward God and God's love meet together, that's the place we encounter?
我们的注意力跟重点都不在于说我们要达到多少钱解决什么问题，而是在于我们到底上神是什么心。
Our focus is never how much money we have to come up with and to resolve the issue, but our heart toward God.
我们所在乎的就是神在这件事情里面，我们遇见了他没有。
What we care is that do we meet God in this incident?
我们在这些事情里面，我们面对面的经历他没有。
Have we experienced that meeting him face to face?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你不要担心你所不要害怕这件事情啊，要到很积极、很正面的去面对我们所爱的神。
But so please do not be afraid, but very actively seeking Him.
如果蒙恩真在我们身上是捆绑，我们真的需要主释放我们。
Money indeed is a bondage on us, then we need to be set free.
如果你觉得你没有钱没有关系，勇敢的去面对主，告诉他你爱他，你向他求。
If you're short of money, do not worry, but ask and tell God about it.
就像我刚刚讲的，我们很感谢神，这个基金会在主内的团体，在几年前纪念到我们的需要的时候，就在最后一天，他们帮助了我们。
As I share with you, we're very thankful about this Christian Foundation that they provided us the fund on our last day of Exodus.
当时他们帮助了我们$800,000，我们曾经照着自己的力量还过他们$400,000。
At that time, they provided.
I don't know.
On that day, they actually provided us $800,000. But then throughout the time, we have paid back
$400,000.
And during the construction of this sanctuary, we were in need, and then they once again helped us with $200,000.
所以我们想两次在最 critical 最关键的点的时候，我们的弟兄们他们来扶持我们，我们真的是在主里面感谢他们。
So twice during our most critical moments, our brothers extended their helping hand, and we're so thankful.
他们这么多年一直想进行的一个事工都被耽延，直到今年突然通过了，可以进行了。
For years they wanted to have this ministry, and then it just kept on being delayed. But this year it got approved.
尤其是这个基金会的主席，他最近长了很严重的癌症，很希望建筑之前能够看见他们的负担心愿施工能够进行。
And the chairman of this foundation recently got diagnosed of having cancer, so he really wished that before he went back to heaven, he would see this seminary, the ministry being established.
因为 it's time 我们不仅施恩，我们应该感恩，应该报恩。
So this is the time, it's about time now. Not only that we are grateful, but it's the time for us to pay back. So let's leave it to the hands of God. Everything is changing. Jesus never. Everything will pass away, but what remains is faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of all these is love.
弟兄们对我们的爱更是主对我们的爱，还有我们对主爱的回应，通通都是成真的。
And our brothers' love toward us, and our love for our brothers and
或是我们的产业可以一夜之间没有的，但是爱却永远长存。
We can lose our wealth in one night, but our love can last forever.
我们感谢主，我真的永远代表着你的每一颗心，每一个爱，我们谢谢主。
So we want to give God thanks for every single every loving heart.
我也相信不只有只有今天，我们继续为着来我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们也为他们祷告，也求神祝福他们的事工。
I'm sure our offering does not stop here. We also should pray for our beloved brothers and sisters that may the Lord bless their ministry.
啊，今年他们的主席在这么严重的病痛里面，我们也也求神纪念他们。
We also pray for the chairman for his serious illness.
让他爱主的心愿能够被主成就成全啊。
That his love toward God will be perfected.
好，我们要来讲今天的信息。
也
这是我今年最后一堂可以讲 spiritual inheritance， 我希望给大家有一个大结。
So today is my last chance to talk about spiritual inheritance, and I hope that I will conclude this.
因为这位属灵的传承太重要了。
Spiritual inheritance is so important.
因为我们从历史上看见是这样。
From the history we can see.
从圣经上看见是这样。
And then from the scriptures we also see that.
如果我们今天传给后代的只是物质，只是外面的产业，我们就是没那个价值不大的。
If we only pass on to our next generation material things, that is of very low value.
我们一定要把我们的生命，把我们在主面前承受属灵的产业，能够真正的传下去。
We need to pass on to our next generation our life and the spiritual inheritance that we have received.
所以我们过去几次讲到属灵的传承，当然我们讲到做第一把椅子、第二把椅子、第三把椅子，大家印象还记得吗
？Do you still remember when we talk about the first chair, second chair, and third chair?
第一把椅子最大的特点是他们认识神，不光是 know about God， 他们 know God。他们知道神，不是只是知道关于神的事情。
The major characteristic of those who sit on the first chair is that they know God. Not only that they know about God, but they know.
他们对神有第一手的认识和经历的。
They have a first-hand experience of God.
不是风闻有神。
Not that they heard about God.
不是仅仅知道亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神很伟大。
Not only that they know the God of Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is great.
他们知道亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神就是我的神。
They know that God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is also my God.
他对神有第一手的认识和经历。
They have the first-hand experience and knowledge of God.
像摩西一样，如同看见了不能看见的神。
Moses said, he saw the invisible God.
好像希伯来书是一张信心的祖宗一样，每一个都跟神有第一手的关系。
Heroes in Hebrews chapter 11, every single one of them had first experience
of God.
Our mission and responsibility is to help our next generation to move from the third chair to the second and then to the first. That is our true blessing for them.
这才是属灵的传承。
That is the spiritual inheritance.
我们不是只是传知识。
But not just passing on.Knowledge.
让他们知道关于神的事，而是让他们认识神。
We do not just pass on knowledge so that they know about God.
我们要能够
真正的 know God.
我们要能够传承给别人，你自己必须坐第一把椅子了。
We want to pass on some inheritance, then we have to be the one that sits on the first chair.
如果连我自己都是坐在第二把椅子的话
，If I sit on the second chair,
我不可能把我服侍的人带到第一把椅子。
It's impossible that I bring the brothers and sisters that I serve to the first chair.
所以我们都要向主有一个渴慕，说我要第一手的认识。
So we all have this thirst. Lord, I want to have first-hand experience.
好，让我对你的认识和经历真正能够活出来，能够传承下去。
So that I can truly live out.My knowledge of you, and then I.
所以，我们今天是讲到我们教会的意向和使命，这是我们最重要的传承。
So in the passage, I talk about our vision and our mission.
好，我们整个的意向讲到基督和教会。
Our vision is church and Christ.
基督是我们的中心，是我们的一切。
Christ is our center of all.
教会是他的发表，是他的见证。
The church is its expression, a manifestation, a testimony.
而我们的使命是要做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人。
And our mission is to be the testimony of Jesus Christ become flesh.
人不是从我们身上听见福音、听见真理，而是看见福音、看见的真理。
So men will not just hear about the gospel from us, but will see the gospel and truth from us.
人从我们身上看见了耶稣。
And people will see Jesus from us.
我们也讲了以灵以诚的敬拜。
We also talk about to worship in truth and in truth and spirit.
特别也讲到在爱里面我们不摒弃面主，这是我们不能掉的。
Talks about having communion in love. That is something we will never forget.
我们今天下午还要开顶杯服事的同工聚会，我们希望我们聚会能够越来越好。
This afternoon we will have a service meeting for the breaking of bread of brothers and sisters. We hope the communion meeting will become better and better.
整个不饼聚会就是以基督为中心的聚会。
The entire communion meeting is Christ-centered.
完全是爱耶稣的聚会。
This is a meeting of loving Jesus.
我们讲到我们的所有的生活侍奉，我们希望不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
We also talk about in all of our deeds and words.We will follow the Holy Spirit and not according to the flesh.
上一次我们讲到全教的侍奉。
And last time we talked about service of the entire
church. 希望在我们这里也是能够传承下去。
And I hope this is also an inheritance that can be passed on.
我们是个别爱主。
We do not just love the Lord on an individual basis.
For me and my whole house, 我和我的家都要侍奉神。
But for me and my whole house, we will serve the Lord.
今天我们要讲生命之饼、生命之道和生命之饼。
And today we will talk about the word of life and the spirit of life.
就这边主的话跟主的饼这两件事情是不能分的。
The word of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord cannot be separated.
它必须充满在我们一切的信息、一切的侍奉、一切的聚会。还有神一切的作为里面，我们都看见这两件事情。
In all of our service and all our meetings and all of God's words, we see the both.
我想我们从来没有看过一只老鹰，没有两个翅膀可以飞的，对不对
？We've never seen an eagle fly without two wings.
没有两个翅膀，它不可能飞的。
Without two wings, an eagle cannot fly.
所以它从这里要到500公尺以外的话，有翅膀跟没翅膀差太多了。
So it makes a big difference for an eagle to travel 500 feet.
有一个弟兄写过一本书，叫做《脱毛的老鹰》，没有毛的老鹰。
Okay, a brother wrote a book. It's in Chinese, literally translated as Eagle Without Feathers.
这个
shaded.
没有翅膀的老鹰更惨，你知道吗？
And then an eagle without wings is even worse.
他要花很大的努力才能跑到500公尺一公里以外。
And it would take him great effort to travel.500 meters.
所以讲到所有的 effort 都要 extra， 而且不知道 double 或是多少次，多少倍。
A lot of extra effort to travel.
而且呢，它非常的危险，冲进来的时候它来不及逃的。
And also that eagle is in great danger because it cannot escape when enemy attack.
非常容易受到仇敌 attack.
Very vulnerable to enemy attack.
第三件事情。
Thirdly.
就算不是讲 extra effort 额外的努力跟仇敌的攻击，你如果没有翅膀，你就不能翱翔了。
Then alone, and in addition to enemy attacks and also great effort to travel, without wings, the eagle cannot fly or glide.
失去了老鹰最荣耀的那一份，它能够在天际之间翱翔，享受这个辽阔的视野。
This is the greatest glory of being an eagle.To fly and glide in the sky.
圣经上讲到我们这些人有属天的儿女，就是有鹰的生命。
And the Bible tells us all of us heavenly children have the life of the eagle.
我觉得主的话说的灵就像鹰的两个翅膀一样。
And yet the word of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord is just like two wings of an eagle.
如果在这个主的话跟主的灵上面我们不够强的话，
If we're not strong in God's word and God's spirit,
我们就像没有翅膀的老鹰一样。
We're just like an eagle without two wings.
我们生活服侍很容易疲倦，因为一公里对老鹰来说是很容易就到的。
But we easily get burned out in our daily life and in our services.
对没有翅膀的老鹰就比母鸡还沉，因为它是体重很重的。跑一公里更累了。
So actually, an eagle without two wings is worse than a hen because it's a heavy weight.
那仇敌来很危险，我们很容易就失败，被网络捆绑，犯罪。
We're so vulnerable to enemy attacks, and we're easily bonded by sin.
更不要说我们享受在知识里面，在主话里面那个丰富、自由、那个喜乐。
It was impossible to enjoy the fullness of God's blessings and joy.
那主的话是特别太重要。
So the words of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord are so important.
弟兄姊妹，主的话又不光只是白纸黑字啊。
And the words of the Lord are not, we're not just talking about the printed words.
所以我们特别在约翰福音第五章39-40节，主耶稣说：“你们查考圣经，以为内中有永生，却不肯到我这里来得生命。”
So in John chapter 5 verses 39 and 40, it says, The Lord Jesus says, you search the scriptures and thinking that you have eternal life, and yet you are not willing to come to me so that you may have life. Sorry, except the time constraint, I had to jump around. I'm not following that.
又是呢，我不知道碰到过多少的神学生告诉我说，他们读了神学院以后，他们跟主的关系反而疏远。
I don't know how many seminary students I have met that told me after they study seminary, their relationship with the Lord becomes distant.
因为天天赶功课，听到的都是那些神学的理论、神学的知识，这个人怎么说，那个人怎么说，那就是我们不能断掉跟神的关系。
Because they're loaded with homeworks and then they hear about, they learn about all these theological theories, but yet one thing is missed is their
relationship.
And even reading the scriptures, such sacred and holy things, we cannot do it apart from life.
我们一定会很稀奇主耶稣讲这句话，你们查考圣经，这些人读圣经非常认真的。
That's why we marvel when the Lord Jesus says, you search the scriptures, because these people study the scriptures diligently.
我上次讲过了，主耶稣反问那个律法师说，圣经上里面最大的诫命是什么？马上能够讲出来，对不对？
Like last time I shared with you, when the Lord asked the teacher of the law, what are the greatest commandments? They immediately replied.
他们是熟读律法、熟读圣经的人。
Because they're well versed in the law and in the scriptures.
但是主耶稣却点出了他们的问题啊。
But yet the Lord Jesus pointed out there's problem.
你们却不肯到我面前，怎么样得生命？The
problem is that you are not willing to come to me that you may have life.
离开了生命的境界，你读经、侍奉、祷告、聚会，做任何事情，你都会觉得疲倦、觉得枯干、早晚的事情。Apart
from the domain of life, anything you do, your studying, your service, you will get burned out fire.
但是这是仇敌最大的诡计啊！And
that is the greatest scheme of the enemy.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，这个生命的活泉在我们里面，主耶稣说，我要赐给你们一个活水泉，在我们里面要直涌流到永生。Because
the fountain of life is within us, as Jesus promised that I will give you a fountain of living water that spring up to eternal life.
这是圣经上里面最好的一个 symbol 啊，一个怎么讲？一下子中文怎么说 symbol？ 一个表号，一个代号啊，看水族的中医博会的翻译很好。它在这里表明 symbolize 那个活水泉源。而圣经上讲到活水的泉源，一方面讲到生命的道，一方面讲到生命的源。And then when we talk about the fountain of living water, it includes
the word of life and the spirit of life.
我们看讲义最后最底下的那一句话，约翰福音第7章，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”耶稣这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵所的。So
let's look at John chapter 7, that's the last passage of the promise.
我们受了圣灵没有？
So have we received the Holy Spirit? Please raise your hand if you think you have received the Holy Spirit. Then if you have believed, you will have it. But is it a living water? But then is the Holy Spirit like the fountain of living water?
它要像活水的江河，不是那么一点点，像江河一样。
It will be like a river of living water. It's just not a little bit, but a river.
约翰福音第4章说到这个水要涌到永生的。And
also in chapter 4 says this water will spring up to eternity.
所以我们在圣灵里面该有的经历，就是一个活水泉在我们里面一直涌流的啊。So
the experience of Holy Spirit that we ought to have. That He is like a fountain of living water. And the words that the Lord gives us is the fountain of living water is the word of life.
所以我们读了圣经里面，就应该好像饮了活水一样。So
as we read the scripture, it will be like we're drinking from the living water.
但是我现在就想问弟兄姊妹，当我们读经的时候，当我们小组查经，当我们听完讲道，当我们唱完诗歌。 当我们在这里做各样侍奉的时候，我们里面有没有觉得活水是在涌流的？
Let me ask you, after we study the Bible and listen to sermons, or after we serve, Do we feel that the spring of living water comes from within?
心不讲那么丰富哈，活水涌流像江河，至少你就觉得你是活的。
Maybe not so abundant, but do you feel that you are alive?
你活不活？
Are you alive?
不要随便回答，我怎么不觉得呢？你祷告活不活？
你不被
你活不活？我一天跟你是在一生交通上很有信心，好好读圣经。
Young brother shared with me that he wants to study the Bible well.
我就跟他讲说，我说一个人是不是第一手的在主的面前领受神的话，遇见神，经历圣经的这些的信息，他一讲，人家就知道了。
I tell him that people can tell if a person has firsthand experience of God's word, God's grace.
这么多人都在讲圣经。
And many people are talking, teaching Bible.
这么多神学博士写论文。
And many of theological scholars that writing their thesis.
但是当你听一个人讲圣经的时候，你马上就知道他是第一手货还是第二手货。
But when you hear someone share about the scripture, immediately you can tell if this is his first hand or second hand.
第二手货都已经非常好的，至少是第二手货，还不是死的。
Even second hand of knowledge is still good than not being first.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.